Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. We have a listener on the line. Her name is Paula Lopez Gray. And she has got something in her possession which you may find interesting. Hello, Paula.
Hello.
So, what buried treasure did you find?
Well, I'm not sure how much treasure it is, but it's a little bit of a mystery. My daughter found inside an ornamental vase type thing that came from my parents' house an empty Sam Spuds cheese and onion thicker crinkled crisp packet.
That is treasure.
What a treasure.
That's Irish crisp folklore right there.
Litter, effectively, is what you found.
Yes, exactly. Somebody was too lazy to get it up and put it in the bin.
Well, let's explain Sam Spuds as a concept to people who may not be familiar with it. So it was a make of crisp, and they were famous for having crinkled crisps.
This was early in the crinkled crisps phenomenon.
Yes.
Pretty hunky-dory, yeah.
Yeah, and they were lovely. And their mascot was a guy called Sam Spuds. And as we know, all children love throwbacks to film noir and 1930s detective movies. So Sam Spuds was the man who had the job of getting people to buy the crisps. And he always had catchy phrases. And I can see by the picture of the one that you sent in to us, he says, "Here's crunching, you big, great, beautiful mouthful."
Wow. As catchy as it gets.
Yeah.
The Milky bars are on me. No. Let's go much longer and more complex and use really big words for children.
And forget grammar. Doesn't matter.
So hang on. So one of your kids found this inside a vase that came from your parents' house. So have you any idea of the age of the vase? Like,
the vase has been around for donkeys.
Gotcha.
But the back of the packet, it does say best before, but it's gone. Whether there was ever anything there, I don't know.
It was the 80s, probably not. But you know what this sounds like, Paula? This sounds like if it was in a vase, it sounds like you probably ate them as a child and then stuffed the evidence into a vase.
Sure. It was one of us.
How many kids were there in your house?
There was four of us.
And do you have kind of recollections of Sam Spuds eating contests or anything like that?
No, not particularly.
Right.
But my little bit of investigation, on the packet, on the back of the packet, there's a phone number. So there's a Donegal address, but a Dublin phone number, but it's only got 6 digits.
So
did we move to 7 digits?
Yes, I remember all Portmarnock numbers were 4-6, and then all of a sudden it was 8-4-6. Oh my God.
Could they?
Which I think was late 80s.
I think it was.
Mm. And I know for a fact, like, my brother loves salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar potatoes is his crisp. Like, surely, do you know of any of your brothers and sisters who would have loved, like, cheese and onion, which these were? And like,
we would all have been cheese and onion.
Right, okay. So it's
doesn't narrow it down.
Dermot's Miss Marple efforts there, unfortunately, haven't narrowed the field anymore.
You can't go around licking their fingers, hoping that the remnants of some salt and vinegar or something are still there. No.
So I suppose, is it the criminal you're looking for, Paula?
No, actually, my daughter said to me, "How old do you think it is?"
How old, right.
Yes.
We're trying to carbon date the Sam Spuds packet.
Mm. And there's nothing on the line. I mean, I immediately said to her, as I do with all her questions, "I'll Google it." And I couldn't find anything. I could find images of the packet, but I couldn't find when Sam Spuds stopped production.
Okay. And you said it was a Donegal address. So was Sam Spuds a Donegal produced crisp? I mean, I don't know. This is why we're talking on national radio.
I have a vague
radio
memory of them being made north of Dublin.
Right, okay. So, like, to anyone who's listening now who may be of a certain vintage and remember some Sam Spuds info, were they made in Donegal? When were they made? And if you go to Today FM's Twitter account, you can see the picture that Paula has sent us of the Sam Spuds packet, because that might be able to give you an idea as to what era of Sam Spuds marketing it was when they had catchphrases like, "Here's crunching you great big beautiful mouthful."
I must send you a picture of the back of it because it's a cartoon on it, which I actually just don't understand.
Oh, brilliant. Do that as well, yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Of Sam Spuds in a desert with a cactus with sunglasses on.
Amazing. That sounds great. Okay, so we're trying to basically date the Sam Spuds packet for your daughter's interest is what we're trying to do.
Yes. pretty much.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a bang of 80s off it, but hopefully we can get the exact year by some Sam Spuds aficionado.
That would be great.
Which I'm sure is out there somewhere.
087-4100-102. Paula, thank you so much for thinking of us as soon as you discovered something like this. You knew the place to go was Dermot and Dave.
Exactly. Thanks a million, guys.
Love it, Paula. Thanks a mil.
Bye.
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 Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.